Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
As for live shows, we are unwrapping number 3. If you want all the news and info, this is the place to be.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Get ready to rumble!
Yes!
Yeah, remember...
Oh, yeah. Hard with our limited space.
Yeah, also the shirt's really constricting, but you know I'd be doing it.
Oh, we're just jamming. We hope you're jamming at home, watching the live feed. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am Becky Sotero, and I have some amazing panelists sitting to my left. You can find me at Becky Sotero on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And my lovelies, where can the world find you?
Yes, OMG. Thanks so much for being here, you guys. We can't wait to get in the conversation. I am Teague Julie Pinko, and you guys can find me at Teague DP pretty much everywhere. So we'll see you there.
See you there, because I'm going to follow you and you today.
Ooh,
again.
Lucky for us.
What is up, everybody? I'm ASAP. You can find me on Instagram and YouTube, my music, and all this stuff. Ace of going one. Rawr.
Oh my gosh, because he's a cheetah.
Did you get it?
He's a cheetah, so yes. He's doing all of this today.
ASAP is on the prowl.
Yeah. Trying to keep up with you.
Yeah.
I feel so lucky to.
Oh my goodness. Y'all, we have so much to talk about.
So much.
So everyone at home who may not know this, planet Earth, we were blessed enough to be at the carpet right after the live show. So we have so much to just uncover and talk about.
Would you like to talk about the... I feel like I need to say it. I must say it. And we have to talk about Logan.
Mm.
Let's talk about him real quick. Oh, my God.
That kid is like a freak of nature. The fact that he was in the bottom three last week blows my mind. The kid is... I think now he's proving himself and you're like, oh... You know, there's no denying this kid is absolutely talented. Travis Wall said he wants to work with him. He can't wait to get his hands on him.
He's talented. I mean, being in the bottom, like, it can happen, like, especially right now.
Right.
At this time of the show, it just can happen to anyone.
Yeah, and I think that it was important because one of the things that is happening with Logan that we've talked about in the past is that the connection is not quite there.
Right.
But when I interviewed he and Allison, they were talking about how he's trying to bring on different shapes, and I'm hoping that Allison will bring out a little bit more of his personality, because yes, when we interviewed him, he was so amazing, his energy and personality for days, but I think when he gets on stage, it just becomes, he's just such a technician, but I cannot wait to see what they have. Their jive was out of this world, and Allison talked about that, how hard that jive was.
Yeah. Well, that was hard. And you know what? Who else thought that they had a tougher time? I talked to Robert and Taylor, and they said that their samba was tough. I mean, they both said that they had, like, very, very small amounts of training. So I think that was... But I think they did a great job. The judges...
They did a great job.
The judges were underwhelmed. But I loved what they said about how, like, you cannot learn samba in a week.
In a week.
I mean... Most of these dances, I mean, we shouldn't undercut. Most of these dances these dancers are learning are not easy. And the theme of the week, which I had talked about in my press release, you can read it online, but it was just they were out of their comfort zone. So many of these dancers were out of their comfort zone this entire night, which is what we want to see, right?
But I forgive them.
Well, and one guy
I totally forgive them.
One guy who is the best at jumping out of their comfort zone, no matter what it is Lex. Lex and Gabby, you can give them anything and they're going to kill it.
Yes.
That kid, I can't wait for them to do contemporary.
I mean, I tell you, that's what I think. Sometimes to get some, like, some personality or extra personality from someone is to get the right choreographer and the right choreography for him. Lex on this one was the best.
Extraordinary. Right. Well, and Mary Murphy talked about that. There was not a lot left to be desired in this. They were so happy that they blew the judges away with that Broadway. And, I mean, again, like she said, it could tour tomorrow or yesterday. You know?
It reminds me like the... like the old days of like Fred Astaire and stuff. They didn't fail from the original one, from like those kind of those routines, and it was really beautiful.
It was.
Oh my god!
It made it look effortless. Which
Gabby,
is what you want?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
she's great. Also, sorry, I just want to mention that we are in the live chat. You guys are amazing. There's so much already I'm catching up on. And also, for you guys in the live chat, make sure you check out our interviews. They're up from this week, so you guys can get a little bit more in-depth with the contestants, the all-stars. Yeah. We got a lot of juicy info.
We did.
Lex and Taylor are dating. I got all the dates.
Yes.
So check that out, and let us know what you think in the comments. And also, keep talking in here, so we're having a lot of fun.
Good stuff. And we're going to try to add in, you know, in following weeks, clips into our show in case, you know, you haven't seen them. So that is a great
Great. I would like to go back again to Gabby and Lex.
Okay.
I would say this, and this is a statement for me, that this is definitely the best, for me, the best routine Lex has ever had on the show.
Whoa, that's
definitely
bold.
That is bold. Yeah.
Oh, he was just he was just having a great time. Gabby, she'd been there for him. She was slick and sexy.
Yeah.
And you know, I think it's also with the wardrobe. The wardrobe did a great, great job, and it was beautiful. You know,
a lot of things have to intersect and come together, and we saw that with their routine. That it was all of those things, was the whole package. Mm-hmm. And I also love that Travis had said that he had worked with Lex and wants to get a hold of Lex as well. So we are in for a treat if Gabby... Can you imagine Gabby and Lex drawing? Oh my gosh, Logan and Allison too drawing Travis out of the hat.
You know? Right. I literally can't wait.
Sometimes you just need the right choreographer, the right choreography, and that's it. You got it.
Right.
Who was the choreographer this time? What's his name?
For who?
For Gabby and Lex? Warren. Warren. Warren killed it. He did a great job. And I would like... Look, in this type of routine, like Broadway especially, you gotta be an actor a little bit.
Right.
Gabby, she was a straight up actress. And sometimes you gotta bring it out of you. Just fake it until you make it. And I think because Gabby stood up and she was like, she was the, you know, the actress this time, she brought it from Lex as well. And you could see it in the, I just loved him to see that, like his eyes going all over and like smiling all the time, just getting into the character. And it was great.
Absolutely.
Definitely the best routine of the night, the best routine Lex has ever
had. I love
ever
that. So that's your pick for your favorite then.
100%.
What stood out to you?
Favorite dance of the night. You know what? It might be Kiki and Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Just kidding. JK. Forgot. I can't believe I forgot.
Kiki and Jenna?
Well, I loved them, but I also loved Mark and Comfort.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
What?
They're contemporary.
My gosh. And I've been listening to that song on repeat.
I was going to say, tell everybody.
Oh, my God. Driving. I mean, it's a little sad, but
it is
so
sad.
Good.
But Shazam, this music, you guys, whenever you hear... you know, the songs to these dances, Shazam them and grab them and just support the artists. Because sometimes we forget about the musicians and the artists.
Right. And that's, I think, actually one of the coolest things about So You Think You Can Dance is everybody has a platform. You know, the choreographers get to be seen.
True.
The dancers get to be seen. The artists and the musicians.
Yes.
Yeah, there's one of the guys is friends. I'll pull up his song from last week. And... but I'll find that and shout it out too.
And
he did a great job.
What about the red carpet?
And the song, the song that we played post on our show last week.
Yes.
One of our engineers knows the.
That's what it was.
The
Dragon. We played Dragon.
Amazing.
Yes.
Okay, good. That's what I wanted to shout out. That.
Yes. And
really
then also
song.
I loved. We've talked about Mark solo because I loved that he used Ed's rendition of "I See Fire."
Yes.
Love me some Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
So anyway, we'll talk about Mark and Comfort, but you loved that routine. And
Mark and Comfort?
It was just phenomenal, wasn't it? What stood out to you the most about that?
I think how can you not love them? I think Mark is doing a great job. He's bringing such a soft side and different side to the show.
And you interviewed them, so maybe talk
definitely
about that, what you got from them.
I wanted to know the reasons that they do what they do, like why they choose those kind of like emotions and movements, because it's an inner thing. As he said, it's an inner thing. Dance is very spiritual for him.
Yes.
And it took him, that's what they said both. Mark is 27 years old. It took him 27 years to accept himself.
Right.
And it probably took him a lot of time to dig deep down to say, like, I'm worth something.
And I love that he said he's dancing for himself. Granted, it's for his family. It's for his fans. But he's just at a place where he's like, I'm dancing for me. And I think that's great.
Yeah.
But he also mentioned longevity, that he and Comfort want longevity.
Yes.
So they have that friendship there. Oh.
Yeah, they're a good pair. And I think that, like, soul-to-soul level, they're connected. You know, it's so funny. I feel like the people that are left really have that connection, like, way beyond, like, just a friendship.
I just got chills when you said that.
Definitely,
but,
that's
like,
so true.
When I think of connection, I think of Mark and Comfort. I think Robert and Taylor, Gabby and Lex, and Marco and Koine. They still haven't admitted to me that they're dating, but I swear to God, you guys.
It's
gonna come out. And if they don't give it to us first... I'm going to be a little...
Oh, la, la.
I'm telling you. It is...
Drama. It's a family show, and there's still drama.
I swear, Logan and Sydney, I know they're just friends, but this is just the top 10 of romance.
There's
really.
Never just
we just
friends.
Really want it to happen. It's the thing. Dance couples are so cute.
I know. It's so amazing.
Who want to dance with me?
Yeah, wait.
Well, you got to dance. You got to do a little jive with Comfort and Mark.
But they're always dancing, and I just love to dance. But I want to say that... I love this routine of Mark and Comfort again, because there was like a balance. First of all, you know, as a dancer, I always see like, I can see mistakes or like things that were like, you know, try to be like sliding off the routine. Anyway,
sure.
The bridge
flying
was,
under the radar.
Yeah, the bridge was kind of off there. You remember the bridge together. Never mind, but it's okay.
Uh-huh.
But those kind of routines, this kind of choreography, the dance itself, those what makes... I know, someone start dancing for me. Someone like, that's what makes you try new
connection.
Things. Exactly. That one makes you move to America. This type of dance, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, dance is way beyond just dancing.
And so on that topic of moving to America, Dassey and Fiction, again, so many. I think theirs is tied with Logan and Allison's for me, but Dassey and Fiction stood out because, again, we got to see the sexy, sultry, funky side of Dassey. And I'm not going to lie, that was pretty amazing. And when I interviewed them, Fiction said that, you know, it's Peaches. That's her alter ego. The Peaches got to be...
Yeah.
Come out and play a little bit.
And
so,
we love Peaches.
We do love Peaches.
Yeah.
It's in the season right now
guys,
as well.
There's an interesting comment in here, and I want to comment on it. Lucy, thanks for joining the combo. You said, I'm surprised the show hasn't played up the relationship between Taylor and Lex, but I'm glad they haven't. Okay, I'm glad they haven't, but I think it's coming, because the first week I interviewed Mary Murphy, and she said... Towards the end, we might be switching up the partners.
Yes.
They're going to do it next week.
Yep.
They're going to do it next week. Yeah.
I heard they were switching.
What's his name?
But
is that confirmed?
Nigel. Yeah, Nigel said it. He was like, he wasn't supposed to say it, but he was like, but next week they're going to dance with each other.
I read that, but I did not know how.
I don't know if that's
specific
confirmed,
it was.
But I do think that is going to. I think that we're going to start to see a little bit more.
Could you imagine?
OMG.
I would like to see. I definitely would like to see Ellie.
You guys.
Wait. Yeah. Gabby and Lex and Logan, game over.
I will say that Taylor and Logan and Lex, I feel, are three. I think we all kind of. I mean, depending on really how you feel, they're my three kind of front runners right now,
for sure.
But I just think like pairing any two of them of that trio.
Right.
Oh my.
And Robert. Well, he's an all-star, but you know, mixing him in.
I wonder how that will work if they're switching up. The dancers, like, how will the all stars?
I'm not
work
sure.
Into that?
I'm
maybe
not sure.
Maybe they're just gonna dance with each other, and the all stars are not going to be anymore. They will just come back like in the week after. I don't really know, but
it'll be a treat to see that kind of unfold.
Like, yeah, you know? And you know what? I don't know, because I saw Mark. I am such a stalker. I saw Marco and Robert were at the gym this morning. They weren't practicing already, and it's Wednesday, and they get Tuesdays off. That's the way it goes. And then Wednesday they start rehearsal.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they're in rehearsal now. I don't know. But
let's call him Mark.
Yeah.
Excuse me, my friend.
It's good stuff, though. I mean, I think we're in for a lot of surprises.
And
I'm definitely.
So
in this part of the competition already, I mean, everything counts and.
I'd love to hear your guys' input on this, but I and even those of you who are watching on the thread, but I feel like they have to change it up a little bit. You can't keep just the same All-Star with the same dancer because I wonder, is the All-Star helping pull votes? Mm. You know what I'm saying?
True. Right.
We don't know for sure. There's no proof of that, but there are favorites.
Also,
you know what I mean?
Why, this is why there is also solos in the on the show,
Absolutely.
Like in every episode. But I think like in this time of the show, I would like to see... Oh la la! I know. I want to see a surprise. I want to see something more different. Like as you said, like they're gonna pair each other. Like in the previous seasons, they used to do it as like it was a normal concept,
right?
Without
it,
also
I would love to see Dassey and Kaylee do a little something. They both just have something.
I thought about it, but they're like, think about it. Dassey, she's a hip hop dancer.
I know, she's a popper. But they both have like just such unique quality
they're
about
both
their dance.
Strong.
I would really like to see. Fiction with Improvado. Is that how
it's called? Oh, if you're pairing All-Star. If you're pairing All-Star. I was comparing.
I've been trying to call her that by now.
Improvado, yeah.
Improvado. If you're, if that would be cool.
If you're pairing up.
Yeah, if you're... Yeah.
But who would you love to see if you're pairing the contestants?
If you're pairing the contestants?
Yes.
I don't know.
Actually, I have a... I think I want to see Koine and Improvado.
Ooh.
I know they're...
Two contemporary dancers.
What about Kaylee and Kiki?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
You know what? First week, I just wasn't sure how far Kiki would make it, but he is blowing this competition out of the park.
But
yeah,
here's the thing. Like, we're
That's
left with
great.
Only...
That's great. I mean, good for him.
How many people left? Seven?
We have eight.
Eight people.
Yep.
Like, you got to judge everyone. That's how I judge it. Like, that's how I see it. Eight people. I'm choosing and I'm picking each and every one, like, who I think is going to be in the final, at least final four.
Right.
And unfortunately, Kiki is a great dancer, but I don't see him in the final four. But who
I see,
Logan, I see Lex, I see Improvado.
I'd like to see Kiki there to break the ballroom curse, because we know the ballroom curse is there. But I don't know.
I'm not sure if he's the one that gets us
I don't want to be just a hater, but I don't want to be a liar.
I love Kiki, but I think that, it's taken a lot from today. Monday, I talked to him about, his training, and the week before that, we talked about him doing hip-hop, and he's like, I've never taken a hip-hop class. Right. And then last week, he's like, I've never taken a ballet class.
It's so, about time.
I mean, it's great if he can, boy's doing it, so I'm impressed.
He is showing up every week, and he might slither in far. Mm. Like, I think he's going to be a little bit of a black horse in this, for sure.
But I think Jenna,
you think so?
That's another instance of where an all-star can help you, because Jenna's got such a great following.
Yeah,
Everybody loves
Jenna.
I know, but it's not...
But Kiki, he was not a fan favorite, but he's also not been in the bottom three. Look at Dassey and Mark, you guys. Did you hear the crowd when they were in the bottom three? People were just... floored. So I think this is going to be such a hectic
and chaos
season. What's that?
Mm-hmm. Dassey and Mark?
Yeah.
Dassey, Mark, and Sydney. We'll talk about Sydney and Paul kind of as we wrap up. But they were our bottom three.
Also, you guys, something that we're talking about in the live chat is that the voting was open for 2 days this week. And so we were wondering if that was significant.
Right.
Maybe they're not getting enough votes. I don't know how that...
Maybe.
I don't know.
That's very possible.
We should ask around. We'll ask around for you guys and let you know.
And that could be something we maybe ask around
on
Monday, too.
Can you guys tell me if you guys are... You guys vote?
Yes.
Vote for people?
Yeah, I do.
Can you tell us who you're voting for? But you start.
I don't know.
Please
don't
tell
not
me.
Yet. Not yet.
Yeah.
Tell me.
I mean, I think we've all kind of discussed who...
It's really nice that you vote.
Our,
I didn't know
mind.
That. I'm not voting, but maybe I'll start voting from now.
Yeah, you got to.
What do you think?
I feel like we'd be hypocrites if we're not voting. Everybody should be voting. This is their lives here. I mean, they're putting their life on the line on the line for
that's
every
definitely
week,
life
you know?
Or death. Yeah, for some people, it's life or death.
This is another good point in the live chat. Clash is saying that they might be doing a double elimination since they did that last season.
Yes.
And I agree 100% because I don't know if it was Nigel or Mary in one of the interviews said she was, I think it was Mary, was surprised that two people didn't go home. So she was happy. I think it was Mary and I think it was last week. And I think, check the interviews, guys, because it's all in there. Right.
Or you mean it's a family show and like we want to see like a little bit more drama with all the respect.
Maybe.
Let me see some.
Yeah.
I like the routine of like Fiction and Dassey was very dirty, which I love it.
Not,
I love it. Not dirty.
Very.
Like, but it was, he brought it in a different side of Dassey and I loved it.
Right.
But yeah, I want to see a little bit more drama.
But I mean,
here.
That's the story of this show, is that everybody's colors have to be seen. You can't see one just palette, you know, one color. You have to see the whole palette. So I feel like you've got to see Dassey sexy and sultry. You've got to see her sweet. And I mean, the most that these dancers can just show themselves in terms of their personality and their dance style, that's how you do it. Again, look at Fiction. Fiction, nobody thought he could do contemporary. Look at him. And then we talked about this earlier. Look at Comfort. Comfort has just blown up as an all-star.
She's the winner of the show. She's in the all-star, but she's the winner.
Comfort has just shown up.
She's killing it. She's definitely killing it. But I think it's a matter of taste. Like, you like more people that more aggressive, like dancers that are more aggressive. I like, you know, people that are more laid back or like more chill or a little bit, you know, it's a matter of taste.
It's a flavor of the week, depending on who. Some people might really be, you know, bored watching a ballroom, you know, routine, but then they're looking at temporary, they're into it. So everybody has their different
styles. I mean, as a dancer, like, or just as a viewer, I saw everything already. So I just want to see everybody standing up, like, you know, in their choreography. I want to see different things, bit different. But this is why I love Kaylee. When I think about it, I love Kaylee since day one because style is everything. Personality and character is everything. Not just in dance, not just in art, in life in general.
Oh,
she's different.
You're talking about Kaylee?
Kaylee.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I know, she had the first week, the first live show, they were a little bit off, but still.
Right. I think it's good that they got that first weird week out of the way in the beginning, because now she's definitely opening up. I know in interviews the first week she just felt off, you know, and she didn't really want to talk.
She was deflated,
She was deflated, but I think that this week...
It was a shock.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like she's feeling a lot better and feeling more confident, and she's able to show her personality more, which is
great. And like we talked about, maybe being in the bottom three is one of the best things that can happen to you early on, because it gives you that push and that drive.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make anybody feel safe. Right. You know, I think it's
definitely
crucial.
You can take it either side, for motivation or for like frustration.
Right.
You know,
right.
But in this show, you got to take it for motivation. You got to push through, and being in the bottom is not the worst thing that can happen to you.
Right.
The worst thing that will happen is just. You're going to go home.
Right, but then you're going on tour. So it's
exactly.
Like,
right. But
we'll touch more on that about what Sydney said about that, but I totally agree with you. And there's so many doors.
Right.
You get in the top 10, there's so many doors that this will open. It, you know, it's easy for us to sit here and be like, oh, you shouldn't be sad. But of course.
Of course
you
got to be sad.
And,
yeah, I remember when we're going to talk about it, but when I got voted off of So You Think You Can Dance, I was devastated.
Sure.
Even though I was like over dancing already, I couldn't see anymore like the stage and stuff. It was really hard. I was devastated. Of course, you want to win this show. There is a reason you're on this stage. There is a reason you're working that hard. So yeah, for sure we're gonna talk about it
later.
How'd
you guys feel
sure.
about Marco and Queenies? Hip hop.
What do you think?
I thought it was good.
They went gangster for us on Monday, didn't they?
They got
the tears.
They got as their choreographer Dave Scott says, they brought the monster out of him.
Yeah.
I mean,
we saw a different side. That's
definitely.
Again, everybody was out of their comfort zone this week.
So good. Yeah, it was amazing. I love the wardrobe. I love the concept with the mirror. Definitely at the end of their routine, I had goosebumps. Of course, which is very important, which means they touched my soul and I felt it. There is something beautiful between them, between both of them. It seems like they know each other for years. Their relationship, the trust, the level of trust. They say that the level of trust they have between them from 1 to 10 is 100.
Wow.
Which is 10 times.
Yeah.
Fast calculation.
10 times 10.
That's,
let me think about it. That's 10 times.
That's a lot.
Yeah, 10, 100 times. Like it. Yes, 100. The
we
trust.
Can do,
the
we can do math here.
Like,
so
but
you
do you understand? Do you understand that it doesn't matter how you dance? At some point, as long as you have your partner, you trust your partner.
Yeah,
of course.
You can see the energy between them. I don't know what is it, but they just vibe well in chemistry.
And
it wasn't maybe my favorite
for
number
them.
Of
course
them.
Not, but
sure.
I think my favorite was probably last week with the insect. That was like incredible. But I think that they did. A great job.
Oh, the shapes. We talked about that. The shapes of last week were untouchable.
Oh, the African jazz.
Yes, the African jazz.
Sean Cheeseman.
Yeah.
Respect. Sean Cheeseman's killing it.
That was killer. That was really killer.
Always killing it. Sean Cheeseman never made it cheesy.
So another hip hop. I was going to see what you guys thought about Sydney and Paul because I thought that she killed it. Mm-hmm. I thought she did awesome. I don't know if because they already knew she was going home, maybe they were like taking a little bit of a negative spin, the judges. Mm-hmm. But I was like, why are we... I thought she got down.
Do you feel like they already had preconceived thoughts about her?
This is
home?
Just an opinion. Mm-hmm. I think that they have an inclination or they kind of know,
who's in the bottom three.
And they might, you know, their comments might reflect that a little bit just to kind of give everybody a heads up. But they really went for it. And I thought it was good. I thought she really got. I was impressed.
It was good, but do you
I thought she was better than Paul.
You see her, but do you see? Do you see Sydney? You could see Sydney in the top two, top four.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I disagreed with the backlash that the judges gave her because I thought she did great.
Yes, I agree with you.
For what she was given,
I definitely agree with you. I think that the judges certainly know. Or tipped off a bit on who the bottom three is, and then I do wonder if it's kind of
it's a conclusion.
Their comments are tailored to that. However, I agree with you. I felt like she stood out. It was a subtle hip hop. There was not a lot to that. There were so many subtleties, and I felt like it was tailored for her. Luther did a great job of bringing out their funk and their precision. I mean, it was a very precise, intricate hip hop.
Right.
But yeah, no. She stood out over Paul, which is the goal. We should be looking at her. So
right.
But unfortunately, like we've talked about and over again, every week it's going to get harder and harder to be able to narrow it down.
But look, it was a what was this genre of the style of dance funk?
It was hip hop. Well, it was Luther Brown. So
you guys do think that it was you don't think that Sydney did that well?
I don't think she did it well. Like that's what I'm saying.
Took a live testing. I mean, I agree with you guys.
What about the face? I want to see like emotions.
Okay,
here's
the thing. We know that it is not her. It's not either one of their genres. I mean, if you look at every duo, it was clearly that they were the most out of their element. So in hip hop, as you know, is not both of you know, it's not easy at all. I mean, none of these things are easy.
It's a dance personality.
Yes, but I just think you have to dig. You have to dig so deep, and I just don't know if they had enough of that that people want from hip hop.
I think they used the glasses for too much to hide the like. It was a little bit awkward, a little bit off. It's nothing to do with the choreographer.
It was a little
it's
too
about
upright for me, to be honest with you.
It was too like.
Yeah. Well, because that's her background, you know. But also, feel like she got. I don't know. I thought she got down.
I mean, but
obviously not the best routine. Anybody that I was super impressed with,
it underwhelmed everyone. Unfortunately,
you know? I was actually impressed.
If you ask me. I'm kind of a fan of Sydney. I think she's an amazing dancer.
Too.
But I was waiting. That's the truth. I was waiting, like all this, like till this point to see Sydney in this kind of uncomfortable situation. Mm-hmm. Because when you're uncomfortable, it brings the best out of you in life in general, not only in art and dance. And you know, she didn't stood up for. You know, when you're uncomfortable,
you don't feel like she had her wow
moment.
Yeah,
you gotta unleash the beast, you know?
Yes.
And yeah, being good, you said it was good. It was definitely good. It was great. I don't think so. And I'm trying to compare it to the rest of the
I mean, it's kind of how I felt about it's how I felt about Kiki and his hip hop. You know, I feel like they got through.
100%.
You know what I mean?
It was the one with the money.
Kiki is just continuing. You know?
Yeah, the money. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
He's stinking cute.
He's finding a way to like, but I think his personality is just shining a little more above too from Sydney's. You know, and
I just wanted to see get a little bit more nastiness from.
Yeah,
from Sydney.
Well, clearly something's not resonating because even our live chat is saying, eh.
Right, exactly. Well, and I thought this was interesting too. I talked to Vanessa after the show Monday, and she said that. Because last week we talked to her and she actually had tears in her eyes. She was crying because Robert went home. She was really upset and like shocked by that. And then this week she didn't seem very affected. And so I asked her, like, are you getting used to the, you know, process? And she said, well, honestly, like, you know, I had a really deep connection with Robert only because she watched the solos, not because they were like friends or whatever. But she said, you know, Sydney was in the bottom last week too. So it's like not to be expected, but it is one of those things where it's competition. So
and out of the gate, two consecutive bottom threes. Is just not.
I mean, she's still Sydney. She's still very. She's very talented. She's very young. She has a lot of time ahead of her. I heard in one of her interviews that you interviewed her. Right,
you did.
It was a great interview, by the way.
Thank you,
my friend.
Thank you,
ASAP. I've heard that she said that she's gonna take her time right now to find herself.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what I think. After this experience of So You Think You Can Dance, which is such a strong and powerful experience on your life as a person in general, I mean, and as an artist and as a human being in general, you cannot find yourself. It's about time to create yourself, to take this experience, to take it to the rest of your life and to figure out what you want to do or what style of dance is good for you or what do you want to do with the rest of your life.
She's so young. Yeah,
she's so
young.
She
has so much time. And I love Paul just adores her. And I love that he said, too, what's so extraordinary about the tour is that there's no pressure.
No.
So she's going to learn, evolve from the tour as well.
Right.
They're going to all be together. That's going to be a whole other experience. But this is not the end of her. You know
no,
what I mean?
No,
like, you get
not.
To the top 10, she will be around. I mean, I wouldn't even be surprised if she gets picked up by Dancing with the Stars as a...
Right,
you know,
totally.
A,
I mean, of course, if
dancer,
it will be
so.
If it will be the end of her or not, it will be only her choice, of course. She will
right.
Enjoy.
I mean, it did break my heart because I saw her face the entire interview and she just looks so just, again, I keep using that word, but deflated, just so sad. And of course, that's natural.
But
I want
to
be like, you are so young and you have so much time.
How old
is
she?
She's only been here. She's been here for 9 months.
How old
is
she?
Been in LA for 9 months, that girl.
And all of us who hear that, who have been here for 10 years, we're like,
Can someone tell me how old is she?
I think she's 19.
She's 19?
Let's confirm that.
She's 19.
Yeah.
Let's confirm. Yeah, 19.
She has a boyfriend? I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Actually, I think she left a relationship. I don't know.
She did.
Can someone text?
She was the one. Remember, she was one that left a relationship to come to
LA. She left the relationship. She's single. If you guys can tweet on the live chat her number. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
So we're keep weird. Okay.
Romance.
Also, Sadie. Sadie said that Kiki's going to make it to the finale because of Jenna fans. That's why All Stars shouldn't be a part of the show. But like
Got
we were
it.
Saying earlier,
I don't think so.
I think they're going to get. I think next week. Mm-hmm. Probably. That's just my prediction. They're going to get paired up with other people. It's going
to
be...
Right.
They have to. And that's why I was
I
making
don't
that comment.
I think they'll get them to the top.
That's exactly why I was making that comment, that I feel like how far has these All-Stars, have the All-Stars kind of given them breath? So that's going to be what's really going to change things up, is who's being paired with who, all the switch-ups.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have solos, but I just... Ooh, it's going to be good, guys.
I just can't wait. I cannot wait to watch Kaylee. My friend. And no, it's not just because I
love
like,
her.
Admire
her. Her solos are my favorite.
Oh my
I cannot
God.
Stop watching her.
Listen, I know when someone is good when he's like giving me not just goofballs, but I'm starting screaming like a baby. Like, ooh! Oh,
you were.
Yeah,
you
I
were
was.
Squirming through that whole
and,
thing.
Yeah, and it happened to me only with two people. It was with Logan and the amazing Impavido Kaylee.
Ooh, yeah.
And I want to tell you that I love the I'm getting excited. I love
flipping tables up in here, flipping them.
I love their choreography, and I want to talk about like maybe less talk, more art.
You really liked that one.
Yep.
I liked that one because I love fusion. I really love my favorite genre of music is fusion jazz by Miles Davis, the man himself, of course. But when I see jazz with kind of the fusion of jazz and futuristic kind of dance or something like that, like the old school and new school, this is something that I know Spencer Lift, the choreographer, that's something that he can pull off his sleeve. And I think Kaylee, she was the perfect dancer to do this routine. I really enjoyed it. Like, it gave me a lot of inspiration. And, yeah, I mean, that's why I love Kaylee, too, because I want, in some point, when I see her dance, I want to make music like she's dancing. I want to be that powerful.
Yeah, you like, let's just tell you guys what happened when ASAP met Kaylee on Monday. LOL. It was like a fanboy moment. I really wish we would have gotten that on camera. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yo, she was awesome. We got it on camera, by the way, and I was almost crying.
Yeah, really excited about that one.
Mm. Oh my gosh!
And I, you
that
know
was
what?
That was a beauty to watch. I think that was a beauty.
I think that's that is true love. But
and you're going blue next week. You promised
100%.
Yeah, he's gonna do. He's got. They almost have the same hair.
Just do like a little blue streak.
A little blue, but first I'll call my mom. My mom's gonna kill me. By the way, my mom's really gonna kill me if I'm gonna paint. Blue. Anyway, it says a lot about her when she picked like Cyrus as an all-star, like as a partner, right? Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Right. Yeah. Well,
it says a lot.
Well, and I think that when I originally talked to her about it, she said that the reason she picked him was for the challenge, and she's always said that
right
all along. She said, "I knew that wasn't going to be an easy choice, but I wanted to learn from him." She's always, you know, really liked his style, liked his attitude. They are really great, and you know, the best thing about Cyrus, I love him for this, is that he, even when was it Mary that said that Kaylee kind of outshined Cyrus this week?
Oh, yeah. Remember, they were talking about the eclipse. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Was it Mary that said that?
Yes.
So I love the fact that Cyrus was so excited about that.
Yes,
he was.
He
was like, I am so happy because that's my job. I want her to shine. I want her to, like, really, you know, blossom and become something in this competition. And that is so amazing. Right. He's so selfless and great. And he's a great mentor.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because that is exactly what I think Mary was saying, is that she eclipsed him.
Right.
And that's the whole point. These all-stars should really just be there as like the backing.
Exactly.
The backing a little bit, not taking the show.
Thank you.
And so I think that Cyrus, like, that was probably a huge compliment for him.
Yeah.
It's like, look at, he's kind of letting his baby bird fly.
Right. And think about the pressure, like, as you're an all-star, you're like, I don't want to let you down here.
Yes.
You know?
And I got that from Allison, too, with Logan, that, like, Allison wants him to be, you know, he's already extraordinary, but she wants him to kind of fly on his own and do, you know, his own thing.
Right.
So.
Right. Exactly.
So definitely, if you think about it, Kaylee's journey till this point, it started like really high, went like this, and now she's like going up again. I think what I really loved about her solo this time is that she was so free. She was free, and to feel free and to dance like nobody's watching you on the live show when, you know, you're in front of like millions of people.
She just gets to showcase her unique style, which is what everybody fell in love with at auditions.
Exactly.
That's why I think, particularly for her, I feel like the solos are just such an amazing showcase for her.
And that is, like, this is a good dancer. She can dance by herself.
Yeah.
Without the all-star. And she picked, it says a lot about her. She picked Cyrus as the partner, and she took a risk. And the bigger the risk, the bigger the success.
Right.
And I do respect it. And she's still one of my favorites. One of my favorites. And she was struggling with the heels, by the way, but I didn't say it.
One thing that I thought, we're talking about solos, and Sydney, you know, both weeks did the ballroom thing. And I wish, because I was looking at her Instagram today, again, weirdo.
we all do it.
You know, she's got so many great videos of her doing contemporary and stuff.
Yes.
I'm like, ooh, I kind of wish you would have done that in your solo.
Or, blended it.
Just one
done
week.
A little, like, sure.
You know, I would have liked to see that. Because I think everybody, you know, when you get, like, you know, you're in a hole, you're pigeon, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, and people kind of, like, pinpoint you as the ballroom
especially
girl.
With ballroom. Right, right. She needed to
But I would have liked to
have
see
a fusion.
If she could have, like, shined a little bit just to say, hey, by the way, you guys, I can actually do contemporary, too.
Definitely.
You know.
That would have been nice to see.
I would have
again,
liked that.
Again, to be free on this stage is not easy. And not to hold back and to feel like it's like a second nature to you on this stage. It's not easy at all. So this is, I mean,
we're picking such minute details because of how amazing.
I know. Yeah. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you learn.
That is
my friend.
Truth.
You were very surprised that I know who Miles Davis is, right?
No, I love it. I love it.
What, you?
Yeah.
What
do you think? Really dropping wisdom today.
You think
today?
That I'm listening to Middle Eastern music all day?
No. No one said that.
But I wish you were, because that'd be pretty funny.
Yes.
Totally funny.
To see you do that, those moves all day.
Oh,
sometimes.
My goodness. Well, we didn't really talk a ton about Kiki and Jenna. We did a smidge. But so the live chat, they were saying that they feel like he's going to be in the finale.
Oh.
That's a production, prediction, right? Well, they feel like he might be in the top four.
Yeah, I believe it was Sadie said he's going to get farther because of Jenna. But I don't think that that's a guarantee because I think they're about to get switched up and, and repaired. And
so my fear is that, to me, Kiki is the next contestant not standing out. I don't know. When I'm looking at... You know, Logan, Kaylee, you know, Dassie, Mark, there's just so much uniqueness. And I don't know. I just wonder, again, can ballroom, he might need to fuse something in with that ballroom to really stand out.
Which is tough because it sounds like he hasn't had a lot of training and other stuff. But hey, I mean, if anybody can do it, I believe in him.
So. Yeah.
But I mean, if you really wanted that bad in his day off, he will go out there to Millennium Studios and he's going to take a few classes.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. But besides that, I think that... that's the thing. They said it. He's going to make it to the finale because of Jenna. Mm-hmm. Right, Gina?
Jenna. Yeah.
But it's not about Jenna. It's about Kiki.
Right.
She's just there to
But I just wonder if the votes are coming through a little more, like, on the, you know, emotional side for the who's connected to, you know, which all-star. So
we're
going to
see next week, definitely.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting.
Oh, I just can't wait. I just hope that it will be nice if people from, like, on social media will be able to pick, like, to give suggestions for the duos.
It will certainly be a new direction. And on the topic of new directions, so our friends, all of you amazing AfterBuzz TV supporters, everyone who tunes in, watches all of our shows,
we love you guys.
We love you
so much. Love on behalf of everyone, Maria and Kevin, the entire crew at AfterBuzz. We thank you so much for your support. We are going to be switching things up a smidge. We're not losing shows. We're not losing shows.
Of course not.
We're just going to evolve a little bit. So more of the shows that you love. I know that some shows are only on maybe once a year, twice a year. We're going to be combining some of those so that it's, you know, more. You'll see more hosts, more opinions. It's just going to be really, really, really good stuff. We just want to become... You know, one of the things that people love about us is that we're the ESPN of TV.
Exactly.
And so we want to keep carrying that torch and have more in-depth coverage.
I think it will be amazing because...
So our YouTube channel now will be divided into, like, 9 sections by genre. We'll have dramas, comedies, reality competitions, wrestling and sports, animation, sci-fi, fantasy, superheroes, red carpets, and lastly, our own featured and original content. So that's exciting.
Love that.
There's going
to
be a lot of
I think
stuff.
That's really exciting because maybe eventually we got, like, AfterBuzz will become, like, to be a TV station, like a TV network, like a real one.
It really is. We all know it's not going to happen quickly.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's going to be... We just want you guys, you know, to bear with us and be excited with us as we grow because Maria has put this...
Yeah.
company and this network on our shoulders, and we are so blessed and so honored to be a part of that, and we just thank you guys because we couldn't do it without
it's
you.
Not gonna, it's not going to happen overnight or
right,
something.
Yeah. It's not going to happen overnight, and one way to keep up with it is you can actually subscribe to our monthly newsletter that's launching in September and check out, you know, our after buzz, after shows with...
Just participate and, like, give us
your
feedback.
Your participation, your feedback,
be part of it.
Everything.
Be part of it. Like, I mean, AfterBuzz will never be AfterBuzz without you guys, so please keep supporting us. We're going to support you, and definitely you part of it.
And they're being custom tailored to you guys, our audience. So
100%.
Just something to look out for.
I can't
wait.
So many new shows coming up. I'm so happy.
Such good stuff. Oh, there's good stuff.
Okay, do you guys want to take a look at the live chat because
by
it's going
way,
on?
By
Let's
the
do
way,
it.
Happy.
Okay, so I feel like she might be. Okay, wait. Oh, sorry. Yeah, but Lex could do everything, and he was really good to have. I feel like she might be overshadowed by Lex, Logan, and Kaylee. So Koine. They're talking about Koine.
Yes.
Oh, I would love
they're
to.
They're saying that Koine is getting a little bit overshadowed. And
absolutely
I
agree with
think,
that.
Yeah, that, yep. I really don't see Koine. Like, I don't know why. I just feel like she's kind of the last person we think of, but she's amazing.
Yes, but do you feel like, I almost feel like it's the connection between her and Marco that's keeping her on my radar.
That
yes.
you just, versus, like, assume that they'll be there. Like, I don't, like, feel like I need to talk about it because I feel like she'll
just
be there.
But their story is endearing, but I feel like her on her own or maybe paired up with someone else, how is that going to pan out?
I think it will be great. What do you think about her solo? I think she had
she's
very sexy
she's
solo.
She's very strong.
Yeah. Very professional. Mm-hmm. You can see she's well trained, and I think she's charming.
But so is Taylor, and
right.
so you
but
know,
she's,
so is Kaylee.
She's charming. She's really charming. And
she's
if you
charming.
Can know, if you didn't notice it, but we're talking about the same people at the like at first every week, like which means Logan, Lex, Impavido, Mark, because those are the people who stand up,
right?
Stood out, and I think those are the people, those are the dancers that we're gonna see in the finale.
Well, and I think you have a good point with saying that Koine and Marco. That's another reason why we notice Koine and why we really appreciate her right now. Mm-hmm. But I am a little bit, I'm just a little bit nervous for what happens if she's paired with someone else. I'm sure she'll still shine, and everybody in the group chat loves her. So I think it's true. I think she's a great performer, but I think that one of the reasons we're so drawn to her is because of that connection she has.
Right. It's a beautiful story.
Well, and they had such a phenomenal week one. I mean,
and week two.
Yeah.
I mean, it's necessary.
I mean, again, we are. It's just by just hair thin margins that people are going to be going home this season. And we talked about this as well. It's going to come down to one bad
day,
just off night. You know, I don't even like using the word bad, but just one off dance. You know,
right?
I mean, what do you think about? We didn't talk about Robert and Taylor, but. I think in general, Taylor.
The Samba.
I think Robert and Taylor are like, they're good. I think Taylor, she's good. Mm-hmm. She's great. You know what? More than that, she's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything is perfect. Like, there's no mistakes. But again, it's So You Think You Can Dance. Gave me a little bit more than just perfection, because perfection is not everything.
It will be interesting to see how next week's bottom three are, because I definitely, you know, I know you guys feel the same way. Their Samba was just dance was not where it needed to be compared to these others.
Of course.
Right.
But I mean, it'll be interesting to see. Are people now voting, I'm not really a fan of that dance, or Taylor's bomb, I'm voting for her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Like I know she's talented.
Out. Yes.
Yeah.
I really want to see... I really want to see Logan team up with maybe Koine.
Mm.
I would like to see it.
Like if you're talking about contestant.
Exactly. I'll tell you why. Because maybe the ones that always like on the top.
That'd be an interesting pairing. Exactly. He's tall and she's a little bit shorter.
Yeah. Exactly. People want to see Koine in Fiction. I think that would be a good pair too.
I agree.
I feel like their personalities would go on.
I agree.
True. That can be nice.
Yeah. Fiction seemed a little... just underwhelmed about life when we were interviewing him.
Just a little bummed and surprised. And, you know, Fiction's always done so well in everything he does.
I'm sure it was a shock because they've been front runners in this competition since the
start. Who was their choreographer?
I don't know what happened there.
Oh, the Samba. I want to say something about the Samba because I work with Jean-Marc, which is hilarious. He's a character. He's doing also Dancing with the Stars in Canada, in France.
Ooh, busy guy.
He's a busy guy. So if he's on So You Think You Can Dance, he's like...
Did he choreograph anything for
exactly.
you?
Exactly. But there is something about him that I noticed. He's not working with with numbers. He's just, you just have to remember how to do the steps. Mm. It's not like...
It's specific. Not by counts?
It's not what counts. Thank you. It's not only by counts. Which I struggle the most with it, and that's actually the routine that voted me off.
Gotcha. Oh, the poor Samba.
It was kind of
that's hard to draw from the hat.
Yeah,
it really
unfortunately.
Is.
But yeah, Taylor again. She's a great dancer.
Yeah.
She's a great dancer. Again,
absolutely.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
You got to do it by yourself.
We are in for a treat. Next week, and sadly, we will be seeing our 8 go to 7. Just keeps dwindling.
Maybe a double elimination.
I know, right?
Maybe
week we should keep our surprise hats on.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. I am Becky Sotero. You can find me on all social media at Becky Sotero and my friends.
Amazing. Again, thank you guys so much for joining in the group chat. If there's anything we didn't mention, please feel free to copy and put it in the comments, and we will be sure to reply
there. Questions to ask the contestants.
We'll be at all the live shows from the rest of the season. Also, be sure to check out the interviews, make comments, share. You know, I think it's fun to get in
depth.
Yeah,
it's fun to get questions.
Yeah, it's great. Feel free, please.
I'm T. Julie Panko, and you guys can find me at TGP. All right, I got it all out.
You better add two of these beautiful hosts here on social media, because I'm going to do it, and I'm ASAF, ASAFGOREN1. You can find me on Instagram and YouTube, especially Saturday.
Aww, we love you all. We'll see you next week.
Yay, thank you guys so much. See you guys next week. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.